The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Show. As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
I can't believe that Todd knows that I'm wearing a jester's coxcomb.
He knows
a jester's coxcomb. How can he see that from where he is? It's Monday. Albin.
Yes, Monday.
It's Monday.
I love Monday.
I had a strange weekend. Can I share with the group?
No.
This is like a 1960s or 70s encounter group. Can I share with the group?
You must.
That's what happened over the weekend. Okay, before that, we want to warn our guests. In a couple of minutes, we're talking to our dear friend, Johnny Erickson Tada. She's one of my favorite people in the world. She's been paralyzed for 50 years. Yeah. The woman is a hero, just courageous. She's got another health battle going on. We're going to ask her about that. Just an amazing person. That's Johnny Erickson Tada.
Yes.
But she's been on the program before. And if you didn't hear my original conversation with her about her story, it's one of the best shows I've ever done on the show.
Yeah, it's a Miracle Monday.
It's a Miracle Monday show.
Amazing.
And it's probably about 2.5 years ago. Phenomenal.
Yes.
I mean, I won't ask her about that today. And then we have on Donna Rice Hughes. A lot of people remember Gary Hart and the monkey business and that how his whole career was destroyed because of a photograph with this gorgeous young woman on his lap when he'd been married for many years and all this different stuff. Donna Rice Hughes really has gone on in her life. She was the beautiful young woman to do so much good. She's a profound woman of Christian faith. I've gotten to know her, and we're going to get an update from her on what she's doing. So that's in a few minutes.
Okay.
And then we also want to say, before I tell you what I did this weekend, CSI. If you have not yet given, folks, we are doing all right, but if you haven't given yet, we need to bug you because this is a great opportunity to give to help persecuted Christians. I read about it every day. The Christians that are being persecuted around the world, CSI helps them. If you want to do something really beautiful this Christmas, go to our website, metaxastalk.com. There are all kinds of things that we want to do to thank you for giving.
Right.
Whatever we can do, we want to do to encourage you to give.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what you give. And I'm serious. If you can only afford $10, $20, it doesn't matter. Participate.
Right.
If you can give more, that's great. You can see. So
right.
Check it out.
For only $250, you can free a person from slavery.
I mean,
that's amazing.
That is hard to believe, but it's actually true.
It's true.
Okay. So This weekend. Okay. Insane holiday weekend.
Okay.
What happened?
Hmm.
I haven't been feeling that well. I am sort of a little bit under the weather, so I've been trying to lay low, but I wasn't able to lay low because I had these obligations. For example, my long-suffering wife, Suzanne, and I drove to Danbury, Connecticut. That's where my folks live.
Right.
To do a book signing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it was at the Barnes & Noble in Danbury, and I want to make an announcement. If you can drive to Danbury, Connecticut, to the Barnes & Noble in Danbury, Connecticut, they have a ton of signed Donald Drains the Swamp books. People
Excellent.
Say, where can I get a signed Donald Drains the Swamp books?
Danbury.
Well, they got all the copies from the surrounding Barnes & Noble because Barnes & Noble has not been really carrying that many copies of this. I don't know why, if they just don't like Trump or something. But Barnes & Noble's, they don't have a lot of copies. So this store, you know, called every store in the area. So they got a ton of them.
Oh, good.
And they said to me, why don't you sign them all? Because that way people can come to the Danbury, Connecticut Barnes & Noble. Now, if you can't get to Danbury, Connecticut, let's say you're listening in the Philippines, I would not make the trip to Danbury, Connecticut.
No.
even from New York, I'm not sure if I would make the trip. But I'm just telling you, if you want a signed copy at a cheap price, Danbury, Connecticut,
well,
Barnes & Noble.
People can use their mileage if they want to fly free.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. To get a copy. Okay, yeah. So anyway, but the book signing was so much fun. You always meet people you've never met before, obviously. A couple of students came from Wesleyan University. Wonderful. They're part of the Christian Fellowship at Wesleyan University. And two friends of theirs from Killingworth, both of them, one of them graduated from Cedarville, where I spoke in 2013, another student there at Cedarville. And they had driven way over an hour. And I got to say, for me, it was such a blessing to meet these young folks. They don't realize how they blessed me. Like, they think I'm just saying that. Yeah. Oh, no. I was so encouraged to meet them. And I told them I would come to Wesleyan to speak, you know, at whatever, like a 1/45th of my typical fee or something like that. Because, okay. No, seriously, like I would just because I want to encourage them.
Well, if they have a coupon or something.
They can. But I mean, seriously, they need to email me soon, though. I want to tell them that. But Wesleyan University, to see them and to see the folks from Killingsworth, just a blessing. And so many others, some old friends who came, shocked me. Katie Madonna, who works for us.
Yeah.
She showed up with her family. What a bunch of deadbeats, man. I don't think there was five teeth among them. Really, it was very sad to see what she puts up with. That's not true. It made me so happy. And my mom and dad were there. And so they got to meet. It was really wonderful. Aww. So I want to thank the folks at the Danbury Barnes & Noble for that. And then my doggie got sick. Georgie got sick. She has the sniffles. Uh-huh. So Suzanne's taking her to the doc today to find out what's going on. It's hard when a dog has a sniffles.
How old is Benji?
Georgie is 7.
Sorry.
Benji is 107.
Okay.
Georgie was sick. And that's, you know, when you really love these little creatures, people know they're listening. It's tough because you can't talk to them. They can't understand what you're saying. Yeah. You can't say blow your nose. They can't say how do you feel.
I'm a cat person myself, but I understand the dog thing.
I hate cat people. No, so anyway, as I was saying, but last night, Albin, I had to share this with the group. Last night, some people know I got an award a couple of weeks ago that Tom Fitton was awarded an award, and the same evening at this wonderful dinner, Frank Gaffney's organization put it on. I got a wonderful award, and I met a number of wonderful people, one of whom is the actor, the famous actor from, he was in The French Connection, main role in The French Connection, Tony LoBianco.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in all kinds of other movies, but he's probably most famous for The French Connection.
Yes.
And he and his wife were at the dinner, as you were, and your wife. And he invited us to his Christmas party. So we went to his Christmas party last night, you know, in Manhattan. And it was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
First of all, he cooks everything.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy... I don't know if he's 80 now or whatever, but he's like, you know, he's an Italian genius. He cooks, he acts, he does everything. And he does a lot with the military, and he's just a wonderful man.
Yeah.
So I was so honored to be invited there. And our friend Joe Piscopo was there.
Yes.
But it was just all kinds of incredible people. And then, you know, you're sitting there eating your food and you say to somebody, what do you do? And the people were kind of vague. And when people are vague, you know, it's probably some like really big thing that they don't want to admit in front of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the guy says, yeah, we own Variety magazine. And I was like, I never heard of it. I mean, but I'm saying like, so it was wonderful, like, you know, old world entertainment, you know, people. And we just had the most fun conversations. So I just wanted to thank Tony LoBianco and his lovely wife, Elise, for letting us be a part of this fantastic gathering, you know, because it's a very special crowd. So we've been able to do some fun stuff over the weekend, but the most important thing is Georgie's sick.
Yes,
and so we've got a problem.
Okay,
we've got a problem.
Yeah.
And did you meet any celebrities on your weekend?
Did I meet? No.
Okay.
I did not.
All right.
No.
Just checking.
Okay.
No, but it was so fun. It was just so funny.
And by the way, if
so
my wife and I had a Christmas party, we would definitely invite you.
You would?
Yes, we would.
But you don't have Christmas parties.
We don't have it. No.
Do you even
don't.
Believe in Christmas anymore?
I try to. I try real hard.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's
hard.
But you believe in Santa Claus, right?
I do.
Well, me too.
Well, at some point, too, I've got to tell you about my problem with one of the songs. But we should mention CSI when we go out.
Well, actually, in hour two today, I forgot to mention it. We've got Fiorella Nash talking about how feminism is the enemy of women. It is just phenomenal. Hour two today. We should have put hour two, hour one, but we can't because we're going to talk to Fiorella Nash.
She's
in England. We got to call her in England. All right, we'll be right back. Don't forget, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner for CSI. Folks, we need your help. This Christmas season, this is the right thing to do. Please step up. When we come back, we're talking to Johnny Erickson Tada and then Donna Rice Hughes. Stick around.
Silver bells, silver bells, silver bells.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your house or after he's in it? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable, and Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a fabulous way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/camera. That's blinkprotect.com/camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This is going to be the best holiday ever!
Sure, I maxed out a couple of credit cards and overdrew a bank account or two, but they're not mine, they're yours! All that online shopping and booking travel you do around the holidays, it can leave you exposed. Yay! Now I have passwords, account info, social security numbers, hundreds of them. I got more lists than Santa. It truly is the most wonderful time of year.
For cyber criminals, the season of giving is the season of taking. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity like your information for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects your devices against cyber threats like malware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But thanks to LifeLock with Norton, you don't have to let cyber criminals unhappy your holidays. Get an additional 15% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com now and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART to save 15%.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Hey, folks. Merry Christmas. And whether you believe in Santa Claus or not, Jesus is coming. It's just maybe not Christmas. We don't know the exact date, but that's part of the reason I take Christmas seriously. This is real stuff. It's not just about Sanity Claus, as the Marx Brothers used to say. Hey, I have on the line one of my favorite people on the planet, which is pretty much most of the people I know. Her name is Johnny Erickson Tada. You probably know who she is. We have a book out called Heaven. It's a reissue of a book she wrote some time ago, Heaven, Your Real Home from a Higher Perspective. Johnny, welcome to this program. You just make me happy hearing your voice.
You know, just to hear that I am one of your favorite people on the planet, oh my goodness.
I don't say that about everybody.
Maybe don't tell us.
I don't say that about everybody. Let's hope I don't. Otherwise, I'd be a complete hypocrite and fraud. And I don't want to be that. Well, listen, you have such an
amazing.
I love being with you. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's just fun talking to you. You have such an amazing story. You've been on this program before. You've been in a wheelchair for 50 years. You've been a quadriplegic since 1967, I guess, is the year. It's an amazing story. And so, if anybody has thought about the question of heaven, it would seem to me that you, who are a woman of profound faith, you have thought about heaven. What was it that got you to write this book in the first place? Because so many of us, I can't tell you how many times people ask me, what do you think heaven's going to be like? Or, you know, it's one of those things that I can say, I know that it's real, but it is, you know, we can be short on the details. Maybe we don't need to know everything. But what is it that got you to write a book on that subject?
Well, for one thing, being a quadriplegic for so many years, of course heaven's going to interest me. Because every time we lose something near and dear to us down here on Earth, we hope, we long for, we yearn to know that somehow there'll be a better fulfillment of that pleasure or that joy when we get to heaven. But the problem is so many people think of heaven as boring.
Right.
And man, I like to think of it as an adventure. Okay, here's an example. In the book of Deuteronomy, you know where the seraphim are saying day and night, you know, nonstop, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You know, heaven and earth are full of your glory. You read that and think, that's boring. I mean, think
of
doing that for millennia.
After a couple of 100,000 years of saying that, your mind might begin to drift.
Your mind might begin to drift.
Right.
But think of it this way. I like to think that when that as the seraphim are adoring God, he shows them every single second some new aspect of his amazing character. And they go, whoa, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And before they have a chance to even contemplate that amazing attribute, God shifts, turns, and shows them another facet of his amazing attributes. And again, it's, whoa, holy, holy, holy. Constantly, day in, day out, for thousands of years, the seraphim have been discovering something new, something exciting, something amazing about God that they never knew before.
To me,
that's exciting.
That is exciting. Go ahead.
No, it just shows me that heaven's going to be a place of constant discovery. I think it was Jonathan Edwards or Lewis who talked about heaven will be a place where we are always getting younger. We're always getting brighter. We're always getting wiser. We're always discovering new things. For thousands and thousands of years, it will never be boring. And those seraphim have taught me that lesson, Eric.
Well, it's interesting because when you mention that about the seraphim, part of the problem when you're talking about heaven is that because we're not in heaven, we cannot possibly perceive heaven as we will perceive it when we get there. I mean, it's one of these things. It's like trying to talk about color when you see in black and white, or it's trying to talk about color when you have no vision at all. It's something that, to some extent, even Scripture is struggling to communicate it, because it's communicating it to us who are in three dimensions. We're bounded by time and space. Heaven is not bounded by time and space. How do you possibly explain eternity to somebody who can only think of it as like, oh boy, it's going to be a really, really long time. And you realize, no, actually, it's not going to be a long time. We're going to be outside of time entirely. It's like being in a fairy tale in this eternal present. It's impossible for us really to comprehend how wonderful that will be.
Oh, I love your idea of a fairy tale, because we just can't discern heaven with the linking logs of our logic. We just can't put it into words. The Bible can't even put it into words. And the symbols that it comes up with fall so far short of what it's going to be. But we do know the joy of discovery. We do know the joy of experiencing pleasure. And just think about all the many things we will discover, all the pleasures we will have, and just accelerate them to the 10th degree, the 100th degree, and it's going to just be so fulfilling, so satisfying. But the best thing about heaven is that it's not so much a place, although it will be. It is a person. And I tell you, Eric, over the last 5 decades of this paralysis, and now I'm dealing with cancer again, Jesus has become so much more, I don't know how to say it, he's become more sweet, more precious. You know, when I was a kid and people would talk about Jesus as being precious, they were usually old saints, you know, who read dusty Bibles, and, you know, people who were elderly would talk of Jesus as sweet and precious. I never understood that. I never got it. But boy, once you suffer and suffer long and suffer hard, the intimacy, the union, the sweetness of being close to him, the joy, the inexpressible satisfaction, the peace that's profound, the settledness of your soul, the iron-fisted faith that develops, the ironclad trust. I mean, it's all so fulfilling. It's just so, it fulfills you so much that it overflows your heart. And that's, I think, what I mean by heaven being a person. The focus is a person, not so much a place.
Well, of course, that's the thing that we also can't quite understand, is that when we get to heaven, we're going to be in the actual presence of Jesus. And we ought to know, unless we're fools, that that's going to be the greatest thing imaginable. Now, the details, again, who knows? It's tough to understand what that's going to be like. But it's something we can look forward to. Now, but before we go too far in the conversation, you just mentioned, I mean, you have struggled with cancer. And recently I've noticed on social media that you talked about a tumor. What is going on with you right now? Because obviously those of us who know you've been a quadriplegic, struggling with that. But the cancer is something new. What can you say about that?
Well, 8 years ago, I did have stage 3 cancer, and I underwent chemotherapy and other treatment, no radiation because of my weak quadriplegic lungs. But so then what, about 5 years later, 6 years later, I was declared cancer-free. Well, back right after Thanksgiving of this year, my oncologist just happened to order a PET scan, because I was thinking of doing some surgery to relieve my back pain. And so he said, you know, let's just do this PET scan just in case. I'm sure there's no cancer, but we don't want anybody opening you up if you do have cancer. And so we ordered it, and my goodness, we found a tumor on my chest wall, and it was removed. Excuse me, it was removed about 2-3 weeks ago, and now I'm in the process of healing. And so I gather I'm going to have radiation in my future to zap this thing and make certain that we can push it back into remission and keep it that way. But, Eric, you'll be happy to know my spirits are bright. I'm optimistic. Oh, my goodness, I'm a Christian. No matter what happens, I cannot lose. You know, you only lose if you fail to cherish Jesus Christ during your battle with cancer.
It's but, funny.
John Piper says...
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Because John Piper says... Yeah, he says, what is it? Cancer doesn't win if you die. It only wins if you fail to cherish Jesus. And, you know, I just want to keep cherishing him no matter what happens. And well, so in that regard, I'm pretty happy in spirit.
Well, you've really been blessed. You're such an encourager. So many people, I think, look at your life and see the joy in your life. And you can't really fake it. Or at least if you fake it, you can't fake it for long and you're not going to fool too many people. You've been faking it for 50 plus years and it's clear that you're not faking it. I mean, it's just so beautiful to see somebody who has real faith, because I think a lot of us, we need examples of people who really know what it is to go through hard stuff and to be close to Jesus. You've been such a blessing to so many. When we come back, folks, I'm talking to Johnny Erickson. Tada, her new book, or a reissue of an old book, Heaven, Your Real Home from a Higher Perspective. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take that road before us and sing another chorus for two. Come on, it's lovely.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. GOP Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says he is not going to seek re-election in 2020. In a statement released, he says he's grateful for serving more combined years as governor and senator than anyone else in Tennessee, and he's ready to give someone else the privilege. President Trump keeping up the pressure on Democrats for the wall he wants along the U.S.-Mexico border. On Monday, he tweeted, "Time for us to save billions of dollars a year and have at the same time far greater safety and control." The White House wants Congress to provide $5 billion to build a wall. The continued fight over the wall could lead to a partial government shutdown at midnight on Friday. AP naming the college football coach of the year. It's Notre Dame's Brian Kelly. And on Wall Street, everything in the red today. The Dow down 402. NASDAQ down as well 131. S&P showing down 45. For more details, visit SRNNews.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Imagine a politician saying this today. "I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress." That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Old Blue Eyes. I like to call him Frank Sinatra. And we're talking to Johnny Erickson Tada, whom I'm privileged to call a friend. She's written a book called Heaven, Your Real Home. And, Johnny, it's really extraordinary to me that you decided to do an expanded version of this book, because I don't think there's ever a time when people don't need to be thinking about heaven, because it's not something we think about very much in our culture. In the pop culture, heaven is a really boring place where you float around in clouds and try not to bump into the other angels. Well, that's not real. That's like the fake version of heaven. But what was it that made you think that you ought to reissue this book that you wrote?
Well, Eric, it's been 25 years since I wrote that book, and I have learned more. I have suffered more. I have read and researched more. I've prayed more. I've got to know Jesus better. And there's just so much more to say about heaven. And the thing that grips me as I get older, and did you know that I'm going to turn 70 next year?
No, I did not. Wow, come
on. I'm old, Eric. I know.
Holy cow. If you're old, I must be old. Maybe we're all getting older at the same rate. Okay, so yeah, so for me, it's been a year at a time.
I think about, yeah, for me, it's like, okay, I'm at the waning edge of life, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, Jesus, I don't want to miss any opportunity to enlarge my eternal estate, because heaven is coming soon. It's the bottom line for every Christian. It's the raison d'etre why we do anything.
If you want a big mansion, it's now or never, Johnny. You want to add some rooms to that mansion, you know, you better get busy, right? It's kind of funny because people always talk as though you can't, you know, like, oh, that's works. And you think, no. We get saved and we get to go to heaven by grace because of what Jesus did. But God gives us the opportunity to do things in this world which affect our heavenly estate. You just alluded to it. That's kind of a novel concept for some people.
Well, I tell you, but Jesus talks about it. There will be those in heaven who are great in the kingdom of heaven. There will be the lesser in the kingdom of heaven. And I don't want to be one of the lesser. And so everything I do down here on earth, I'm not talking about my salvation. I'm talking about becoming more like Christ. But everything I do down here on earth is an opportunity for me to increase my eternal estate. I mean, every little drastic obedience, every little faint prayer, every time I say no to temptation and trust in Christ, every time I listen to the Holy Spirit when he says, turn the TV off, put that magazine down, but every time I obey him, it's a way of increasing my eternal capacity for joy and worship and service in heaven. Not a lot of time left.
And the Lord sometimes tells you, put that magazine down. And usually he tells me, put that gun down, Eric. No, it's not that bad. But it's kind of interesting, right, that we all have the ability to hear from God. Some of us hear very dramatically. Some people hear audible voices. But many of us can hear in a very quiet way. And you kind of have to learn how to know it's the Lord. But the point is, he does want to commune with us. It's such a sweet thing, such a beautiful thing, and it's a foretaste of heaven to know him, not to think of him in a cartoonish way or in some abstract way, but to know that he's real and that he wants us to walk with him now, because theoretically we're going to be walking with him forever and ever, and he wants us to begin that journey now. That's kind of amazing to me.
It is. You know, it says in the book of John that this is eternal life, to know God. And oh my goodness, we can start heaven right now. We can start the eternal life right now by getting to know God better, by listening to his voice, just like you said. And Eric, I just don't want to miss that opportunity. I don't want to diminish. I don't want to jeopardize. I don't want to lessen my eternal estate. I want to lay up treasure in heaven. I want to stretch my soul's capacity for whatever suffering he might bring, so that I can use as a platform to showcase to him, Jesus, I want to be loyal to you. I want to hold fast to you. I'm not going to complain in the midst of this new cancer. I want to trust you in it. And thereby doing so, I increase my eternal capacity for joy and worship and service. And I've got a chance right now to be like a Rumpelstiltskin, you know, where you spin gold out of straw. And oh my goodness, this is our one chance. We're the blips on the eternal screen. So let's not miss the opportunity to honor the Lord, to get closer to him, to hear the sweetness of his voice and his communion, just as you said.
We've just got about 30 seconds left. I want to say, talk about that idea of transferring, you know, what the idea that what we do here, we can transfer to heaven. When I bless somebody here, that's money in the bank in heaven. It sounds like a worldly idea, but it's Jesus talks about it.
Yep, yep. It's a capacity. It's increasing your capacity for enjoying God as heaven. And that's all we need to do. Obey him, trust him, follow him, and we increase our capacity for joy in heaven. And I'm all about that, Eric, and thank you for underscoring that with talking about my new book today.
Well, I love it. We love you. Thank you for taking the time with all you're going through. Folks, the book is called Heaven, Really, What Else Is There? Heaven, The Thing to Look Forward to. There's a book about it by my friend, Johnny Erickson Tada. Grab a copy. It's Eric Metaxas' show. Feliz Navidad. Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay, yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me. The Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks' worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
This Christmas, do more than just carry your cell phone. At Patriot Mobile, every call, every text, and every post carries a conservative message. Other companies charge you high rates and hidden fees that fund liberal agendas. Switch to Patriot Mobile to save money, plus part of your monthly bill is donated to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. Here's Patriot Mobile CEO and Navy veteran Maury Leland.
You know, a lot of people, they know where their money goes, but they really don't know what that money is funding. And that's really the difference. People can take sides. They can put their money to work where they want it to work. And that's what we do at Patriot Mobile.
Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number and get the same superb, reliable nationwide service. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Want to save $30? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived or mention Hugh when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile. Carry the message.
You've almost opened up to someone so many times. You need to get it off your chest so you can get past this, but you just can't find the right person to talk to. It's hard to be completely honest about how you feel and what you've done. I know, I was there too. I was getting desperate. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional. But it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Hey there, folks. Can you imagine that Andy Williams, of all people, was afraid to say Merry Christmas? Even he's saying Happy Holidays. What is wrong with the world? Okay. Hey, folks. I know many of you remember pretty long time ago, Gary Hart was running for president. There was this big flap involving a young woman named Donna Rice, and a movie's out about it with Hugh Jackman and blah, blah, blah. And guess what? We're not going to talk about that movie or what happened in 1988, but we have Donna Rice Hughes on the line to talk about way more important stuff. My friend, Donna Rice Hughes, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be with you.
Well, great to be with you. What you have done, you know, in the last number of years, we've had you on this program before, but you were involved in so many important, wonderful things. And I just wanted to touch on some of these things because some of these things are in the news right now. So I will shut up and say, tell us what is going on.
Well, thank you. For the past 25 years, Eric, Enough is Enough, the organization of which I'm the CEO, has been on the front lines of protecting children in the digital world. And just in the past few weeks, we've had some huge culture-changing victories. The first one I'm going to touch on is our Safe Wi-Fi campaign. A number of years ago, we approached McDonald's and Starbucks to voluntarily filter child pornography, which is illegal, and hardcore pornography, believe it or not, which is also prosecutable, from their public Wi-Fi. We went to them because they are doing that in the United Kingdom. Well, McDonald's complied right away about 2.5 years ago and began filtering in 14,000 stores in America. But in Starbucks, after we embarrassed them, made a pledge through CNN that they were going to begin to filter. 2.5 years have gone by, Eric, and they never did anything. We worked behind the scenes with them. We talked to Wi-Fi providers who were in conversations, and then the conversations went dead. And so finally, about a week ago, we did a big press campaign and a petition campaign, went out again and basically embarrassed Starbucks and said that they broke their promise. Eric, within 24 hours, they announced to the Business Insider that they're going to begin filtering in 2019. So that's a huge success, but we're not giving them a big applause yet. We're keeping the petition alive, and we're going to keep the heat on them until they start protecting America's children like they protect children in other nations.
Well, look, places like Starbucks and McDonald's, you know, it's practically like public space. I mean, we know it's not, but the fact is so many people go in there and sit on their computers and stuff. If they can't do the right thing, I mean, they need to lead the way in doing the right thing.
Exactly.
So congratulations to you, Donna Rice Hughes, and Enough is Enough, which is the name of the organization. Now, what's the website for Enough is Enough?
Yes, it's enough.org, and we have three petitions up there. And Eric, we're actually asking all the leaders in various industries, the travel industry, planes and trains, stadiums, shopping malls, et cetera, to voluntarily filter this content so that the Wi-Fi is both safe and secure, because that's where we're at now. We're in a Wi-Fi world. And just recently, just to tag on to that, a group of students at Notre Dame Catholic University appealed to the university leadership to filter their Wi-Fi because they didn't want the temptation of all of this pornography that was out there. And so we joined them and just 24 hours ago launched our own petition and press campaign. And within 24 hours, we've got 3,000 people that have signed. And we're standing behind these students saying to the university officials, make that university-funded Wi-Fi safe for these kids. And we want all universities and colleges to do that. They need to be thinking about the Wi-Fi and what's on there, the good and the bad, and make sure it's safe.
Well, this is so terrific. I'm just so proud of your work. I mean, again, you've been doing this for a long time. Enough.org is the website?
It is, and we're 100% tax deductible, by the way, and it's end of the year giving.
Yeah.
So we rely on donors to support our work.
It's just the work that you do is so important. We've had you on the program before talking about these things that you kind of feel like somebody ought to be doing something about this. Well, that somebody is you, Donna Rice Hughes, and anybody who helps you, obviously, by going to enough.org. This is important. I mean, our children's lives are being polluted by stuff, and it doesn't have to be the case. Let's face it. People can make decisions. What you just said at Notre Dame, that's really encouraging. I wish that every university would do that. Many of them, of course, won't do it, but many would, and I think the students have to speak up.
Well, they do, and Notre Dame has not agreed to filter yet. So we're asking people to sign our petition, and these petitions are going to the Board of Trustees and the President of Notre Dame, and we're hoping that we're going to get their attention. I think we will. It's already made national news, and we're so proud of these students. And like I said, all these universities need to do this. And you know what, Eric? Churches as well, and synagogues, any institution that has Wi-Fi available, they need to filter it. It's not hard to do. The Wi-Fi providers have these filtering solutions, and you just have to ask for it.
Well, it really is. It's about time. I mean, obviously, we've been in this internet age long enough that we can see the harm it's doing. And let's face it, porn is so destructive to everybody, to relationships between men and women. Marriages suffer. It's just a horrible thing. And not, you know, even mentioning the women who are being degraded. It's just a terrible thing. I would think that any woman who thinks of herself as a feminist ought to understand that this is the ultimate objectification of women. It's a terrible thing. And the least we can do is try to filter it out as you're doing. And again, I want to say the website is enough.org. We're going to be back for a final segment with Donna Rice Hughes. Really excited to hear these updates. We've got another update when we come back from the break. I want to remind you, folks, we're doing a campaign with CSI, Christian Solidarity International. Please, if you haven't yet done it, very important, folks. This is the month. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Anything you give is tax deductible. If you give a certain amount, there's all kinds of things we want to do to thank you for participating in the work that they're doing with persecuted Christians around the world. Very, very important. So again, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give there. We'll be right back with Donna Rice Hughes and another exciting update.
Some time ago, you decided to buy a vacation timeshare. It was a great idea to build shared family memories. Unfortunately, times have changed, and your family income isn't enough, and now you want out of your agreement. But is it biblically proper to back out of an agreement you signed? Yes. The basis on this is in Deuteronomy 15. Jubilee is a long-accepted biblical concept. Timeshare agreements are often selfishly designed with no concern for the well-being of you and your family. You were never meant to be in permanent bondage. Timeshare Freedom Group is ready to help you change your situation. We've helped thousands of people like you rightfully and legally cancel their timeshare contracts. We're the leaders in the industry with decades of experience, and we share your values. We even offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Be a good steward of your family's finances. Start the freedom process now. Call 844-789-CANCEL. That's 844-789-CANCEL. 844-789-CANCEL.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. GOP Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee announcing today he's not going to seek re-election in 2020. In a statement just released, he says he is grateful for serving more combined years as governor and senator than anyone else in Tennessee. An intense spate of six U.S. airstrikes on a coastal town in Somalia, in which 62 were killed. They were preemptive strikes to prevent a major extremist attack. That's according to a Somali intelligence officer. The U.S. military carried out four strikes on December 15, two more on December 16. T-minus 4 days until a government shutdown, and both sides are digging in as President Trump says he wants Congress to provide $5 billion to help build that wall between Mexico and the United States. And Saudi Arabia is rejecting the U.S. Senate resolution last week that puts blame for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi squarely on Saudi crown prince, that is, Mohammed bin Salman. More at srnnews.com.
Digital data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word MAN to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MAN to 797979. Text MAN to 797979.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge.
I think we know how the rest of that goes. Not to say that it's not a lovely song, but we have to push. We've got to kick Bing Crosby to the curb because we have Donna Rice Hughes on the line. Donna Rice Hughes is with Enough is Enough, which promotes safe Wi-Fi. Really, really important. And Donna, you've just updated us. You said McDonald's has done the right thing by filtering out child porn and so on and so forth. Starbucks has pledged to do the right thing. We're going to see about that at Notre Dame University. Something's going on with students there. But tell us about Teen Vogue. This is so sick, but I think we need to talk about it.
Yeah, it is sick. And Teen Vogue, a number of years ago, it came to our attention that Teen Vogue, which, by the way, is the daughter of Vogue magazine and is all under the umbrella of Condé Nast, the trusted publisher of magazines. It came to our attention that they had put out, listen to this, a safe anal sex 101 guide for tweens and teen boys and girls.
Don't worry. Go ahead. Don't worry. We'll edit all that out. Just kidding. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. We don't need to repeat it again. You heard it. This is for kids. This is quote unquote Teen Vogue. I don't know what kind of monsters run that quote unquote magazine, but they clearly don't care about your children or my kid. They don't care. So we have to make them care. And Donna Rice Hughes, you and Enough is Enough have been trying to get them to remove this horror from their digital pages.
Well, that's right. We started the campaign about 2 years ago, I believe it was, and got thousands and thousands of petition signers. They did let go their digital editor and the editor of Teen Vogue, which is good. They reported losses, Condé Nast did, and they've hired a new editor. But we asked them to take the article down. They never did. Instead, they updated the article because we called them out on the fact that they were promoting anal sex, which the Center for Disease Control say is the highest risk sexual activity for the spread of HIV/AIDS. So they updated the article and said, oh, by the way, use a condom. Well, that doesn't work either. So we relaunched that campaign and said, look, encouraging kids to have to engage in any kind of sexual activity, much less risky activity, is completely irresponsible and negligent, and that article needs to come down. So that petition is up. at enough.org. We ask everyone to go sign it. This is outrageous. And until they start to until they take this down, Eric, and they've got other types of content up there, too, that is just ridiculously horrifying, I believe, to most parents. TeenVogue.com is not a safe place for your kids.
No, TeenVogue.com is not a safe place for anybody, and Condé Nast is not a safe place for anybody. These people should be ashamed of themselves. All they care about is money. Let's be blunt. They care about money. They don't care about your kids or my kids. They care about money. Shame on them. Folks, go to enough.org. We're out of time, but Donna Rice Hughes, I'm just so proud of you. Thank you for giving us an update on these important things.
Thanks, Eric, for having me. Great to be with you.
My pleasure. Folks, go to enough.org and check it out and support that organization. And don't forget CSI, MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
So happy Christmas. Fall back and for white, for yellow and red ones. We'll stop all the violence.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.